Ezekiel chapter 28. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the prince of Tyrus, and tell him, Thus says sovereign Yahweh, because your heart is lifted up, and because you said, I'm an El, and I sit in the seat of Elohim in the midst of the seas, still you are a man, and not an El, although you set your heart to be as the heart of Elohim. Understand that you are wiser than Daniel, and that there is no secret that they can hide from you. With your wisdom and with your understanding, you've gotten yourself riches, and you've gotten gold and silver into your treasuries. And by your great wisdom, and by your trading skills, you have increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, because you've set your heart to be as the heart of Elohim, understand, for this reason I will bring strangers upon you, who are the terrible of the nations, and they will draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom, and they will defile your brightness. They will bring you down to the pit, and you will die the death of those who are killed in the midst of the seas. Will you still say before the one who kills you, I am an Elohim, or I am Elohim? No, but you instead will be a man, and no El, in the hand of the one who kills you. You will die the deaths of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers, for I have spoken, says the Sovereign Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say this to him, Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, you seal up the sum. Full of wisdom and perfect in beauty, you've been in Eden, the garden of Elohim. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, then the carbuncle, and the gold. The workmanship of your tambourines and the settings for your jewels was prepared in you in the day that you were created. You are the anointed cherub who covers. I have set you to be so. And you were upon the holy mountain of Elohim, and you have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. And you were perfect in your ways since the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. By the multitude of your merchandisings, they have filled the midst of you with violence, and you've sinned. For this reason I will throw you, like the profane thing that you are, out of the mountain of Elohim, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from out of the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, and you have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. I will throw you to the ground. I will lay you before kings so that they can see you and watch you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading practices. And for this reason will I bring forth a fire from the midst of you, and it will devour you, and I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all of those who see you. All they who know you among the people will be astonished at you. You will be a terror, and you will never be any more. Again the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Zidon, and prophesy against it, and say, Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, Understand, I am against you, O Zidon, and I will be honored in the midst of you, and they will know that I am Yahweh when I will have executed judgments in her and be sanctified in her. For I will send into her pestilence and blood into her streets, and the wounded will be judged in the midst of her by the sword upon her on every side, and they will know that I am Yahweh. And there shall no more be a pricking briar to the house of Israel, nor a grieving thorn out of all who are round about them, who despise them, and they will know that I am Sovereign Yahweh. Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, when I will have gathered the house of Israel from amongst the people whom they have been scattered into, and will be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then will they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob. and they will dwell safely in that land. And they will build houses and plant vineyards. Yes, they will dwell with confidence. When I have executed judgments upon all those who had despised them round about, and they will know that I am Yahweh, who is their Elohim. End of chapter.